Welcome to the Phantom Jukebox. I'm Ty.
And I'm Joe. And we're two musicians that dive into the world of music, its myths, conspiracies, and bizarre music history.
We discuss things like, did Elvis fake his own death?
Is Stevie Wonder really blind?
Is Dolly Parton's husband actually real?
Find out all that and more on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or your favorite streaming service.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos from the store.
Like a song, like a Santa's snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Sam.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And I just have to say, when I am at the red light and I go, and it turns green, I love it, and that's exactly what
you watched it happen. Yeah. I was like,
I fucking love that shit. we're Witches Talking Tarot, and tonight we are having a blast because we just made some very delicious sticky Rice Krispie treats, and we learned, in case you want to make your own Rice Krispie treats, just use a fucking cookie cutter. Don't hand shape. So that was the moral of our story earlier tonight,
right?
But we have another story that we're working on with you all. No, it's not a story. This is the topic of our tonight's episode.
It's not a story. It's a reality.
It is a reality. Because it's not... It is a conspiracy, but it is not a conspiracy theory. And you know what? Let's just... Real quick, guys. Once a conspiracy theory is found out to be true, it stops being a conspiracy theory because it's no longer a theory. But it's still a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. And people seem to think that, like, oh, well, it was proven true. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy. It was proven true. No, it was still a conspiracy because they still conspired to hide the truth from you. It was still a conspiracy, but it's no longer a theory because it's found to be proven true. And so tonight's conspiracy theory episode is really a conspiracy episode because Men in Black are real. Not Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
I mean, do love them. Right? I love, like, Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, so I just meant, like, that's not what we mean when we say Men in Black are real. That's all I meant.
I love Tommy Lee Jones. He's so handsome for an older guy.
The amount of times I watched Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones in... What was that movie where he was the one-armed man? The Fugitive. Oh my god, the fucking Fugitive! Oh, Tommy Lee Jones was the best cop. Like,
I love
him. Oh my god. And Harrison Ford, like, he was a wrongly convicted man just trying to prove his innocence. And Tommy Lee Jones is just such a good cop.
When was this movie?
This is a 90s movie.
So they are both handsome in this movie. Because I'm sorry, I think both of they had to be older. Both gotta be older. Like, I mean, look, Harrison Ford, he's cute in Star Wars.
Indiana Jones.
He is, but it's got that salt and pepper.
Did he
really?
I'm going to get that hat one day. they are both very, and they've aged very well for, you know. And I mean, dude, Indiana Jones got fucking Anne Heche, right?
He got, like, so many
women. She was so much younger than him. You know, she grew up watching Star Wars and was like, Han Solo. Because that's where you were going, right?
Right. Han Solo.
I couldn't. I'm sorry. Like,
Tommy Lee Jones, I watched him in the movie they made about Loretta Lynn with, what's her name in it? Rachel Carey.
Coal Farmer's Daughter.
Yeah.
Coal Miner's Daughter.
Which is good. He played a fucking asshole in that movie, though.
You know what? It's like Ed Harris played a fucking asshole in the biopic about Patsy Cline, where the Supreme is Patsy Cline.
Well, their husbands are assholes. I don't know.
The Supreme from, like, American Horror Story.
Oh,
Jessica Lange.
I couldn't
remember her fucking name, so I was hoping when I said the Supreme, you'd know what I was talking about. But I was like, she needs to know I mean from American Horror Story. Like, otherwise, that could mean so many things.
Before we get into the conspiracy on the topic of the Men in Black movies,
That baby alien's the cutest thing in the world.
He is so fucking cute.
His little, like, tentacles, right? Yes.
And they, like, so cute. And
Tony Shalhoub sweating is a no-no on TV. Stop doing it.
That's, ew, is that's that gross. Is that the roach? Wait, who's Tony?
Tony Shalhoub is the, he's the alien whose mouth goes down like that. I think he's a pawn shop. I think he's the pawn shop guy.
Okay, okay. I'm going to have to look this up. Because
he's Monk. He's Monk.
Oh, okay. So I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and that alien. He's not Vincent D'Onofrio is the roach. And that's gross, too. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't make Vincent D'Onofrio ugly. That's not
that?
Fair. It's not right.
Johnny Knoxville's in the second one. He has a double head. And, you know, I just have to say, like, wow. I do like the movies. I really do. The first one with the roach.
I love the first one. The
She ate that guy in the beginning and looked pregnant as fuck. I remember watching that in the drive-in and just staring and being like, she just ate that guy and now she's pregnant. What's going on?
I feel like the first one just has, like, a special place in my heart. So, like, uh-huh. That's the one that takes up the most residence
right.
in my head. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've ever seen the third or further one.
Like, I have not seen the third. Yeah. I have not. And I know there's a fourth one with Chris Hemsworth in it. Love Chris Hemsworth, but have not seen the movie because the first two are just good.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the Men in Black really have those, like, things where they flash and, like...
Okay. I think that what the movie Men in Black did was took all the Men in Black lore and then a bunch of other folklore and made it funny. Do I think the Men in Black have the ability to flashy your brain? Actually, yes. I absolutely do. I don't, like, the little cricket gun and, like, the special
right.
weapons.
Maybe not. That's a little sci-fi.
Right. And, but I do like, okay, so let's, like, if I thought that the Men in Black was mm-hmm. strictly a human thing, uh-huh. which I don't necessarily either. Right, yeah. So, if I did think that, then I would say, like, that whole initiation thing of getting him in the first place, and you gotta take the test in the little egg and all that shit, uh-huh. and, like, he's the only one who's, like, this is dumb as fuck. And they're like, yes, you are the one that passed.
Well, and
you know
he shoots
I mean?
At, like, they're all shooting at the aliens and shit, and he finally hits the
little
girl. And they're like, why would you hit the little girl? And he's like, look at her. What
like,
the fuck?
Right, she's, like, totally okay, and there's all these monsters around. Now, that little girl
is
right.
the dangerous
yeah,
one.
She's the dangerous one. She got, like, advanced chemistry. She, like, in second grade. Is she in the ghetto?
Right.
Is she okay with it?
This
is she not skirt?
Does not make sense.
Yeah.
So he was the only one to actually question, because...
Right, the others were just, like, military trained, and that's the thing about, like, military trained is you are trained to go along. Mm-hmm. You're not trained to cognitive think. Mm-hmm. And that's so funny, because that is what, I do my morning witch video on Monday about.
Really?
Yeah.
Cognitive thinking?
Like, and applying it to magic and stuff. But yeah, like, because you have to do the cognitive thinking piece. You can't just go by rote. Like, because, mm-hmm. you know, like with witchcraft, like, if you're just reading somebody else's words
right.
and doing, like, you're not, you don't have any understanding, like, you
right.
know.
And, yeah.
And for a Men in Black, if I thought they were just human, which I don't, but, you know, you'd have to have those abilities to be able to decipher, mm-hmm. you know, what is tricking the eye. Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
So, on to the Men in Black conspiracy. Where does this all start? 1947, I believe.
Well, okay, so, but now, because it's from before then. I mean, like, what you can find on the internet says that it's... The writings started in the 70s, 80s, and 90s about Men in Black because they were bringing in somebody who's counter to their whatever, right? Uh-huh. So they brought in the fact that Albert Bender mm-hmm. closed his UFO bureau and they were like, oh, it's because he was threatened by these Men in Black.
Uh-huh.
And like, the people who didn't believe in aliens at the time said that this was done to give more validity to the UFO believers because if somebody is actively trying to silence uh-huh. everybody who says they saw something or they were involved with aliens, mm-hmm. then obviously, like, if they're trying to silence us, there's a reason for it.
Right.
And that's where it all comes from. And that if that started, the writing started in the 70s and stuff, but they were writing about stuff from a former time.
Yes, yeah.
So like, they were talking about, like, the Roswell fake cover-up.
Which, they fucking changed their story twice, apparently. So the
So first off, like, we can acknowledge the fact that they've admitted there's aliens now.
What, right? As interdimensional beings.
Well, they have and now, UFOs. They have further said interdimensional beings, but they have affirmed first that UFOs were a thing, yes. Right? So it's like, that's no longer even a question. So the Roswell cover-up was a cover-up. Uh-huh. We know that for a fact, yeah. Right? So, like, I don't even think that needs to, like, even be, like, part of the discussion anymore, mm-hmm. other than, like, at the time, they were trying to cover it up. Mm-hmm. And, obviously, if you're trying to cover something up because you're not letting everybody know about it, mm-hmm. then you're not going to have a lot of people involved, which is why you would have a small unit of the Men in Black involvement. Like,
so do you think the Men in Black are still a thing today?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I had, like, in my research I had read, people were wondering whether or not they were a thing today. Specifically the Men in Black. Are they still dressed in black, or are they wearing more, less conspicuous clothes because the Men in Black has become such a popular thing in pop culture? Would it be more, like, it would it be wiser for them to not wear the black attire because it's been pretty much discovered?
I think because, A, nowadays everybody's on their phone all the time. It's easy to hide in plain sight. Mm-hmm. People don't believe what they hear, or mm-hmm. they overly believe, right? Like, I believe that the current era is an easier environment for the Men in Black to hide in than former eras, because in former eras, think about it, you knew your neighbors. You knew the people in town, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you don't necessarily. Even in small towns, you don't know everybody anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not a somebody moves in and we're going to bring cookies by era right. anymore. Uh-huh. You know, people coming to your door is very rare.
People don't even answer the fucking door anymore.
Exactly, right? So I think that they have more ability to hide. Mm-hmm. In the current era, because people aren't, they're not aware. They're too self-involved. Mm-hmm. The conspiracies that we see that are talked about, mm-hmm. most people only pay attention to, like, what is interesting to them. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of conspiracies around, like, celebrity doppelgangers, and we see a lot of conspiracies around, where's Kate Middleton?
Where is that bitch? Okay, did you see the meme?
Plastic surgery.
Did you see the meme I sent you that was like Easter? She's set to come out at Easter, and it was like, Jesus coming God out of damn. The thing. That was funny.
I don't. Oh, that's what. Yeah, I think I was in the car, and so I was like, I'll look at that later, and then
set to return on Easter, and then it was like her coming out of the tomb. Like, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I still think plastic surgery. But anyway, like, my point is,
God damn it, I do be getting into what, this conspiracy.
Right, but, like, this is what people, like, this is what the mass public pays attention uh-huh. to, right? And then there's the other end of the aspect where you've got this political party that is glomming on to, or not necessarily a political party, but a politically fueled... Uh-huh. Organization that's glomming on to certain conspiracy theories to try and prove their point. Yeah. QAnon.
I know.
Just in case anybody wasn't picking up what I was putting down. So, like, the Men in Black, I think they like this era. I think they can hide in plain sight, even if they don't change their clothes. Because people aren't paying attention, right? So, like, you say that, and it's like, I read Hearts in Atlantis again. I finished it today before I got in my shower. Because I was like, motherfucker, I got 12 pages left.
Right.
I am not, like... But I read it because this book makes me think about Men in Black. Mm-hmm. And the book is based... It's mostly set in the 60s. And as you can see, it's well-loved. I don't know where that cover went.
Well, didn't it just have a cover on it?
Not this one. That's the different seasons. The one that has a Stand By Me and Shawshank Redemption and stuff in it. But, like, this book makes me think about Men in Black, right? And it's not just because it's set in the 60s. And it's actually, it's really about Vietnam and kind of how it affected the generation. And it's like, it's fucking crazy, amazing, beautiful book. But in the very beginning is when it's like the craziest. And then everything else is just sad and real. But they have the low men in yellow coats. And the low men in yellow coats are who this guy Ted is hiding from. And he says that the low men in yellow coats are the kind of guy that would put a feather in his cap and the kind of guy that drives a big, bright-colored, flashy-ass car that just doesn't belong. And the low men in yellow coats are the kind of guys that'll scam you a little bit and that you just don't feel too comfortable being around. And the low men in yellow coats are some real bad. But, you know, you'll know them when you see them because they're that kind of guy. They're low men. They're low men in yellow coats. And, like, obscenely yellow. Like, mustard yellow. Like, the yellow that's just going to draw your attention. Like, trench coats. And the cars are just big and flashy and chrome wheels and white walls and flashy purple paint and flashy green paint. But there's something not right about them. Now, two things about the low men in yellow coats. A, doesn't that describe half the fucking people around these days?
I know. I was over here like, yeah, I get you. That's what I was thinking.
Two, the low men in yellow coats remind me of Men in Black because they're essentially like an alien version of Men in Black, right?
Yeah.
Like, they are. Because if you haven't read Hearts in the Lance, it came out in, like, 1999. Don't come at me. I don't fucking know what to tell you. Like, it's an older book, so you've had time to read it, so I'm going to spoil. Oh, God damn it. I gave up the whole, like, I'm going to spoil things, and now I forget what I was going to spoil. Fuck. Anyway, it's old enough that I can spoil things. But they're hunting this guy down. They're aliens. They're the aliens, and he's got this special ability. And
really?
They need him.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the story.
I know. It's not symbolic or
right. Yeah.
Right.
It's
literal.
It's literal.
Okay.
It's tied into the Black Tower series, which I've never read the Black Tower series. We actually own at least one of the books of it. Anyway, like that part of this story is tied into that, which again I've never read, but it's just. The low men in yellow coats are like the alien version of Men in Black, right? Oh. They're tracking down the information that's necessary. You know what I mean? And that's what Men in Black are doing, right? And the low men in yellow coats, they were flashy, they were whatever, right? Men in Black are the exact
opposite,
right?
Yes.
And so again, like the low men in yellow coats, you just know them when you see them, you know who they are, you can feel their presence. Right? And A, they would blend in, the low men in yellow coats would blend in perfectly now, you know, especially driving their flashy cars and wearing their flashy suede mustard yellow calf length suede jacket, what the fuck ever, right? And they're just, there's something not right about them. And so minus the something not right about them part, like again, they could blend in anywhere today. And from the same aspect of the men in black are the exact opposite, they could blend in anywhere today because they're not flashy. They are low-key, and we don't pay attention to things that aren't flashy anymore. So if you are low-key, nobody sees you anymore. You know what I mean?
The men in black are often seen where UFO sightings have taken place or...
Black-eyed children sightings.
Yes.
Which, again, that's why it reinforces my thought. Like, I get where... listen to our last week episodes, guys. But, you know, the black-eyed children, you know, they might be vampires, they might be UFOs. But when I first learned about black-eyed children, and their connection with the fact that after those of black-eyed children sighting, men in black sighting would happen where men in black would show up and ask questions, just like with the UFO lore. And that's how I learned about the Men in Black in the first place, back when I was a kid. And I find it interesting that they are associated with, like, I saw a UFO, and now these three guys in black coats and black hats and black sunglasses showed up at my door.
What did you think of the American Horror Story that had the Men in Black?
Damn it! I wanted to actually watch half of that season again last night, and did not.
I did like it. I can't like. I like how they tied Nixon into it. Like, it's why he retired. Thing. That was so.
That was funny. That was funny. I liked the whole. I liked that season.
So,
I
do really you think did. The Men in Black organization has been around since the early 1900s?
No.
Do you think it started after Roswell because of Roswell?
No. But also, back to the last thing you said about the American Horror Story, I don't remember the Men in Black role. Were they the ones that were kind of like watching the people that were in the like the underground bunker or whatever. Like, I don't remember how Men in Black played in that season. I'm trying to remember. And, like, I remember the fake set for the moon landing. Mm-hmm. And I remember the very end. But I don't remember the Men in Black part.
I just assumed that they were, like, there. Like, I mean, you see agents in black with the like, I don't think they had a specific, like, we're going to this specific person. Like, I think they were just in the background, quiet, like an actual Men in Black.
Like, okay. I truly was, like, trying to picture it, and I could not remember. But that would make sense to me. Like, that would make perfect
the
sense.
The whole plot line was really good, though, because, you know, mm-hmm. it was, like, Robert Kennedy, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, we're not going to give the aliens, like, 10,000
JFK.
Okay. Robert Kennedy's running for president this year. JFK's like, no, we're not going to give the fucking aliens 10,000 people. Are you fucking kidding me? We're not going to give whoa, what happened?
Poor JFK.
Dude!
Sorry, like, I wasn't even alive yet for the JFK assassination, but something about it has always made, like, A, you know, there's, like, that question about, like, what's, like, the first, like, big thing you remember? Mm-hmm. For my mom, it was JFK's.
Well, it just makes me and fucking makes me sick, bro. Poor Jackie.
Oh, my God.
That's like, she already Jackie. Lost her husband, but
his brain was on her fangs.
She didn't change for, like, 24 hours. I had read, like, they showed pictures of her getting on a plane still with him all over her. Like,
as a wife, I'm all like, I can't blame her.
Right.
I don't know if I'd be like immediately washing or if I'd be like, I can feel you.
I know, in a creepy way. But
right,
like,
yeah, it is creepy. But also, like, once you wash, he's gone.
He's gone.
God damn, that's so painful.
But like,
poor Jackie.
I know.
Sorry, this is why I'm a Jackie O fan, even though I was, like, not existent yet. I just, yeah, I mean, Jackie O existed in my lifetime, don't get me wrong.
No,
just
I get
like
you.
The thing that we're talking about right now. But, you know, in general, I did love that season. I really did. I liked both halves of the season. Mm-hmm. I think I did like the alien half better.
I did. I think so.
Yeah, and I like how they tied in, because, like, I don't know that I ever really, really, really thought about that whole, like, pact signing thing. Uh-huh. Too deeply before the American Horror Story season. Excuse me, guys. Sorry. It's been a long Saturday.
Dude, and fucking, was it Jackie? No? One of the wives.
Was it FDR's wife? Somebody's wife. So,
you know what I mean.
I do know who you mean. Was it, oh God, King of the Hill talks about him all the time.
I know. She was fucking the alien and he's like, oh my God, you're cheating on me? She's like, no, it's just an alien. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, shit. I didn't remember that. I just remember her role, especially at the end.
Yeah, she was like, anyway, the
she, like, basically was like, sure, you can eat Americans as long as, like, I get to live.
Forever. Yeah. And that was the whole point. And that's why they assassinated JFK, because he said, I don't want to do that. And Nixon was like, you're too fucking liberal to run this country. You care too much.
JFK.
God, okay, you know what? That's not what this
is. No, it's not. That's kind of what it is. I know. And, you know, so, with his assassination, I always assumed it was like a Marilyn Monroe thing. Because, okay, no. I'm just saying, Marilyn Monroe was killed. Oh, suicide, and then JFK is murdered. Oh, wow, they're both dead. You gotta be fucked up. But now, I'm like, maybe it is an alien thing.
Damn. Damn. Well, because pillow talk. Oh, my God, please don't.
Anyway. God, Marilyn was like,
I think she was in that season, too, for, like, just a couple minutes. Because she said, she's like, oh, aliens. That's interesting. And then they were like, she fucking knows about aliens.
Right. And it's like, oh, shit, she's dead. Yeah, no, that shit made me so sad. There's so many levels.
It was a really good season because they go through all of it. Like, they start with Roswell and that president, which is, like, what was his name? Starting with an F?
FDR? Franklin D. Roosevelt?
I think so.
I'm like, was Franklin D. Roosevelt like way earlier?
Wait, Franklin Roosevelt, the one in the wheelchair? Was he in the wheelchair?
I don't think so. I don't fucking remember. Yeah, FDR was the one in the wheelchair because they tested polio stuff. I don't remember. If you guys know, let us know.
But it goes throughout the years.
Much shit about American presidency. It's kind of a joke anyway.
Yeah.
Don't cancel our show.
The Nixon part was just really fucking funny.
I thought it was very well done. But then, so you followed up with a question of like, do I think that the Men in Black were created out of the Roswell thing? No. I think the Men in Black have existed long before that because, so my belief on Men in Black is that the Men in Black are the watchdogs, the guard dogs, the strong, silent branch of, you know, when we have these episodes and we talk about they want us this and they that, the Men in Black are they's
working little, for them.
Yeah, they're they's little guard dogs. They're the one that, you know, whoever's, you know, responsible for keeping us these little ants. Okay, because, like, I read you that thing. I took a screenshot during my research, and that guy, Kiel, and he wrote a book. I don't remember. He wrote a book. Yeah, he wrote a book about Men in Black.
Wait, are you talking about Kiel?
Yeah, Kiel.
The Prophecies of Mothman.
Okay, he wrote the Mothman Prophecies book. Right. And he also talks about Men in Black, and he talked about humanity and the fact that, like, there are... Okay, so this is back in, like, the 70s or 80s or something, right, when this man, Kiel, is writing. And he said that there are ultra-dimensional creatures out there that really don't like us. And what was it that that lady... said they weren't extraterrestrial, they were from another dimension. Right?
Interdimensional.
Interdimensional, ultra dimensional. I mean, same thing.
Right.
But he said that, hey, they really don't like us, and they exist and they can come over here. And he also said that people are just basically biochemical robots, and that they, i.e. the powers that be, they can control us and scramble our brains and basically control what we know and what we remember. Jeez. And so, A, you know, you asked me at the very beginning about, like, the little light flashy thingy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that goes hand in hand with, it like, does. They who's in charge can control what we remember and the scramble in our brains. And I think that whoever they are, the Illuminati or the upper echelons of the 1% or whoever they is that runs the fucking show... because they run that fucking show. The Men in Black are, they're not their police per se, but they're their little guard dogs. They're their little watchdogs. They are given a scent to track down and take care of whatever they find.
So this is
that is my personal thought.
Uh-huh.
But I'm curious to know about yours, but go ahead.
That's Serena over there.
And that's Naomi, and we are the hosts of Weird Mythic Podcast.
Yes, we are. Our show, Weird Mythic, covers stories about cryptids, which is what brought us together to create the show. But we also like to talk about anything paranormal and strange that happens in the world.
We post episodes every Sunday on different topics, and we would love to have more listeners. We're on all podcast platforms, and you can find us on all social media sites as well. Give us a listen, send us some personal stories to share on the show, and we will love you forever.
Yes, we will. We would love some personal stories, some cryptid encounters, and we hope that you listen and tune into the show.
You can listen to Weird Mythic Podcasts wherever you get your podcast fix.
This is just a random thought. We don't have to go there if we don't want to, but I was just thinking, do you think the Men in Black work for the Big S? Because the Big S is all about aliens.
I think the Big S is just fucking
unrelated scam.
I think they're just a money. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I can see a correlation. I don't know that I believe this, but one could find a correlation between the fact that their beliefs do exist around, like, other dimensional beings and souls here on Earth, and you know, could the Men in Black be their watchdogs? I just don't think so. I think that the Big S, and if you guys want to know who that is, you're just going to have to do some deductive reasoning. They have black bands as well, even though they are not Men in Black. I don't like Tom Cruise movies. That's all I'm going to say as far as hints go.
Well, you know, it never occurred to me that the two could be related until, like you said, what if they're, like, they could be those watchdogs? Because it all corresponds, like, I don't necessarily believe that. I really don't.
That's why I'm saying, like, I don't believe it, but I could see the correlation. It would make sense from what those guys believe, you know. Not Katie Holmes, because she left. And that is the last hint I'm going to give you.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously. Like, I've gone one hint too far. Yeah.
They're like, got him.
Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. No, but I'm terrified. Seriously. The Big C. No, might as well just throw. I'm sorry.
You're good. I'm like, do I make an Epstein joke?
No, stop. Pushing our luck, yo. We're already talking about the Men in Black. We mentioned the Big S. I had to get the Big C out there. Like, I'm scared.
That's so funny. No, because I was, like, thinking how perfect. We're doing a Men in Black episode, and when we end, there's going to be a knock at the door, and there's going to be these dudes in black, and we'll be like, why didn't you come 5 minutes ago?
Right?
Stop recording.
They're recording. Like, now you're going to have to redo that whole ass episode.
Not again!
No, they're like, oh, I guess we did decide to record on Sunday. Instead of
Fuck! No!
Don't do that.
No! We can't re-record. We're not that good at it. I forgot so much that I wanted to say in both of last week's episodes. You know, by the time we actually got to recording them the second time around. Which is the first time we've ever had to do that. But anyway.
Yes.
But, okay, so I've never thought about them being connected to that, but, I mean, it does, it trucks, like, from a ration standpoint, just subject matter-wise. Uh-huh. But what are your thoughts on the Men in Black? Like, do you think that they are, do you think they're a human entity, or do you think they're alien-related?
I think they're both. I think it's the government working with the aliens.
I agree with that.
That it is one thing, at the very least, that our government and their government or whoever and whatever they are agree on is that maybe we shouldn't be revealed. They shouldn't be revealed. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, guys. They shouldn't be revealed. Okay, I'm
going to
go into a psychosis,
dude. Okay, so that's so funny to me because, like, to me, it's like they realize that we are easily controlled.
Yes.
And or, like,
they have, I mean, let's just look at society. They have continuously encouraged us to do certain things in certain ways. And now we have the societal structure we have, and we have to go along with it for survival purposes. And that just makes us easier to control.
Well, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I couldn't remember exactly what I was going to say. I was just trying to bring it out of where, like, you were like, I'm freaking myself out.
I just think that if aliens, if the government fully comes forward and they're like, yes, the men in black is real. Here's aliens. Look at them. Okay. I know they've admitted UFOs are real. I know they've admitted interdimensional. I'm just talking like Men in Black style, sci-fi style, here's an alien. One of three things is going to happen. People are going to want to kill them. Maybe it's one of two things. People are going to want to kill them, and they're going to want to fuck them. Or both.
So here's my thing.
Probably because the
because of the thing that we talked about at the beginning where people are like, oh, is this celebrity a doppelganger? Or where is somebody in the royal family in a country I don't live in? Just like when they released the fact that UFOs were real.
Uh-huh.
And when they made the statements about aliens, and they put out the pictures of those little, like, they looked like little freeze-dried things that you might eat, but they were really, like, old alien carcasses. There wasn't a big hullabaloo about it, because people are more interested in, like, celebrities these days.
Right.
And I think that is why they're finally telling people, because it's not, you know, if they had released that information in the 80s, it would have been all over the place on TV. But let's say they released that information now, and it's all over the place on TV now. Nobody watches fucking TV anymore. No. Nobody fucking knows. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't make these big, like, you would think that this is a big announcement. It's going to upset people. No, the reason they're finally telling us is because nobody gives a fuck anymore.
Dude,
because, like, it's so...
The economy's so bad, we're just trying to survive, yo.
Right. And we might eat them. We might see if they're edible.
Yeah. Eat, fuck, or kill. One, hey, like that, that's
like
what,
game, right?
That's no, what Homo sapiens do.
That is true.
That's what we've done.
We've looked... We will find a way to exploit them.
Yeah.
But, and now, are we talking about aliens or men in black?
I'm talking about aliens.
Okay.
I don't think we
eat Men in Black, maybe?
No. But do you remember in 2021 when everybody was like, we're going to storm Area 51? And, like, they dead-ass people in the military were like, this joke is not funny anymore. I'm having to do a sit-down. They want to deploy me to make sure,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah, everything's okay. And, like, they would, like, post, like, pictures, like, where this military guy's, like, they're doing a slideshow of here's how we're going to take care of Area 51. Because, like, in case it actually happens, we got to be prepared.
See, I mostly just come across the jokes or the memes from that era that are like, me about to clap them alien cheeks.
I know! Nobody takes anything fucking seriously anymore. But we had the government scared. Like, they were actually scared for a minute. Like, because it was so funny. Like, they, certain military dudes really had to sit through these things. And it's like, okay, everybody's joking. Oh, let's storm Area 51. LOL. Dude, no. You could really, we could really do some.
Like, I'm pretty sure some people did show up and, like, were met with, like, tanks.
Right?
I barely remember reading this. Yeah.
They were, because I remember the pictures. It was, like, in the desert or some shit. Like, and it's like, if we scared the government by saying we were going to storm Area 51, what else could we scare them with and actually do it? Oh, I guess that did already happen, didn't it?
Oh, God. I was... no, I was thinking, like, wow, too bad we can't be constructive with it and, like, I don't know, make this place better.
Deadass! You know, no, seriously! Whatever. What?
Let's do everybody's some like, stupid, like...
eat the billionaires. I don't see anybody trying to.
You know what? I saw the best thing I've ever seen. And it was, like, quit saying... it was, like, nobody should ever be a billionaire.
Uh-huh.
Like, once you, or, like, no, it was nobody should be a millionaire. Once you hit, like,
$999,000 in, like, your, this is how much I'm fucking worth or whatever. I know it's a higher number, I think, but whatever. You know what I'm saying. Right below a million,
then
right?
It starts going
once you hit that, yeah, then it's, you get a certificate saying, I won capitalism, and all of your income after that just goes back into the world.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? Fuck yeah, that should be a fucking thing. And you know why it won't be a thing? Because the people that could make it a thing are the ones who would lose their billions and have to be less than a millionaire. Oh, boo-hoo.
Right.
Oh, my God. Also, anybody who's a billionaire, most likely, they inherited most of their income.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't make that money. Which, again, like, why should you have this inherited wealth that was built off the backs of everybody else? Oh, my God. And this is
why. I wish I had generational wealth.
God, I wish. No, I can't say that. We'll get
so, I just want to say. I'm sorry. I would love to go.
It sucks here, guys.
Guys.
Make it better.
Guys, if you want Amber and I to go to, like, Roswell or, like, New Mexico area, because they have a really cool thing. They have, like, caps in the desert that have, like, themes of alien. Like, it's, like, alien themes, and there's so many gift shops I want to go to. You should sign up to be our Patreon. We are at...
Did you say caps?
Like cafes.
Oh, cafes. I was like,
everybody calls
people them. Are painting calves?
No, like, no. Bryson says I say that wrong. It's not calves. Is it calves? I call them calves.
Cafe?
I just,
wait, are we talking about,
we're talking about like a little diner?
Yeah, cafe.
Cafe. Okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
I have always called them calves. And Bryson's
no,
like,
calf would be calf, short for cafeteria. Now, technically, a cafe, you could say is short for cafeteria, but it is not. It's just like, it's a fancy, is fancier than a cafeteria. That's why it's not a cafeteria. It's a cafe, and it has the little thing over the E. And I'm sorry, I was staring at you like that.
No,
literally,
my,
like,
husband does the same shit every time I say calf. He's like, it's cafe, Maddie. Are you fucking for real?
Like, for me, I was literally, Corey showed me this thing, which again, guys, it sucks here. Let's make it a better place. Corey showed me this thing. Where some idiot did this, and I don't know what their intentions were, but they're gonna get this fucking deer killed. Okay? So it's online, he's scrolling, looking at news articles, and it is a picture of a deer that somebody has put a motherfucking dog collar on, and with black paint, they painted the word pet on this deer. Now, do you know how many things are wrong with?
Well, I know that sometimes if you have a pet deer, you do put a, or a deer that you raised, you do put a collar on or a vest, but you never spray paint an animal.
Okay, so you put a fucking collar on a wild animal that's out in the woods, it is probably going to get caught on something and choke itself to death. Like, that's dangerous. Like, that's very dangerous. That's why they make breakaway collars for domesticated cats and dogs so that they can't choke themselves. You put something on a wild animal like a deer and you let them roam the woods, they're likely to kill themselves by strangulation because they're not meant to have collars on. Neither are domestic animals. But because of that, they can get caught on stuff and they're going to choke themselves, or they're going to grow and the collar's going to grow into their necks.
Well, you're usually, people only do that if,
no,
like,
this was in the woods. This was seen walking around.
There are people who raise deer and then they go off into the woods and then they come back. They're like,
but that's still, that doesn't take away, it doesn't take away the fact that if you put a deer in a collar and let it walk around the woods and it gets caught on a branch, it's going to slowly choke itself to death.
Yeah, I think it's the same as if you put a cat in a collar.
Yeah, like, you gotta put them on, that's why they make the breakaway collars. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, like, it's very dangerous. But also, you spray paint a pet on it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Because maybe your intention is that, or maybe you didn't spray paint, you just painted with a brush. It doesn't matter, either way. That animal's natural camouflage is now gone because it has big black letters painted on it. So, if you're trying to save it from a hunter, You may just make it easier for a hunter to see that animal when it's out hunting.
I would hope that a hunter would have common decency and realize that an animal that is tagged is clearly tagged and not to kill it. Like, and if you don't, then you're not ethical, not an ethical hunter at all. Not say, like, I mean, if an animal's tagged and you see that it's tagged and you kill it, you're a piece of shit. I mean, sorry, that is just absolutely how I feel.
I feel like, A, you shouldn't paint an animal.
No, absolutely. Like,
you should never fucking paint an animal.
No. And
I don't know that that counts as tagging it. You put the word pet on it.
No, that's fucked up. That's like, absolutely fucked up.
But also, there's more than just people out there that hunt deer.
Mm-hmm.
So there are wolves and there are coyotes mm-hmm. that now can plainly see this marking on the animal.
I can't believe they would paint a deer. That is
like, I can't believe you'd put a collar on a deer. That's so dangerous. You obviously do not care about that animal if you're more interested in claiming ownership to it than whether or not it kills itself by accident. Because if a deer is walking by and gets its neck caught on something, it's going to freak out. It's going to freak out and it's going to choke itself to death. And if you care about that animal, you would never put it in that situation. And like, I don't care if that's something people do. That's so wrong, because you're literally saying, I care more about owning you than about you living.
I think the same could be said for dogs and cats.
I agree. I 100% agree. That's why I will not ever buy another animal as a pet. I will not go out of my way to gain another pet as much as I enjoy my pets. We have done animals a disservice in every way. Every single way. We treat domesticated animals as if they are somehow different than wild animals, when the only difference is we stuck our dirty little hands in it for our own pleasures. Whether that pleasure is profit, whether that pleasure is easy meals, whether that pleasure is entertainment, or whether that pleasure is, I have a little dog that I can accessorize and carry around in a bag with me. Like, we have done these things to animals, and it's wrong. And I just, like, I was shocked at the picture of the deer with the pet sign on it.
Yeah, that's so sad.
Like, it's just, bleh. And it has nothing to do with Men in Black. I can't remember what you said that made me think of the deer with the collar on it, but it was so dangerous and, like, super upsetty. Like, super upsetty. Because that was...
Have you ever pet a wild deer?
I would never.
It is the most magical thing.
No, I would never. I'm not going to habituate a deer to people because they're more likely to get hunted.
When I was a child, I was out in the woods and a deer walked right up to me and my sister. And I was able to pet it. And it was a buck. And it was the most magical feeling.
I mean, that's cool. And I'm sure I have petted deer. But I would never, knowing better, because when you habituate wild animals to people... You put the animals in danger. Like, I know it's magical, like, because I've petted wild animals in the wild, but I, like, now I know that that's not good to do for the animal's sake. So, like, I wouldn't do that again. Also, I now know how dangerous that is. And again, that for the animal's sake, I wouldn't do it because it puts the animal in a bad place. Like, if I approach a wild animal and that wild animal hurts me, what society is going to do is going to say, oh, that animal is wrong and that animal needs to be killed. Even if I'm like, no, that was my fault. Most people are going to cull that kind of animal because it now is attacking humans. Because like when we cull sharks and we cull wild animals because they hurt humans, like... I'm just like...
Well, I was a child and it was a magical experience. Yeah. And I'm 100% sure that deer was a pet. 100% sure. People just, if they save a deer from whether getting its leg was hurt, or it's a baby, and unfortunately it was in the middle of a field while they were, you know, plowing or whatever, a lot of people will take in baby deers. I mean, yeah. It's so sad. It is. So I can see the sentiment. And I
mean, if it was a pet, like you had said, did I ever pet a wild deer? So, I mean...
Oh, no. Like, I'm saying, sure.
I wouldn't put the animal in a bad situation. And I'm not saying you did it on... Like, you would or did it on purpose. What I'm saying is, as an adult, as me now,
I would not, because I know that puts that wild animal in a bad situation. Mm-hmm. If it's a pet, then it's not a wild animal.
Well, it so wasn't. It's a little different. I mean, like I said, I think it may have been. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was. I mean, there's no other reason why a buck would come up to someone and just like...
Well, because they've been habituated to people, which again, yeah, like probably was a pet or somebody was feeding it because they wanted to be able to hunt it whenever they wanted, which is illegal, but people do that.
Oh, yeah. Like, you're like, a piece... If you hunt a tagged animal, if you feed animals or leave feed out so that they'll go to where you want them to hunt them, if you shoot an animal out of a car, it is unethical fucking hunting, and you're a piece of shit. And there are people, like, that... I understand the concept of wanting to tag, because you don't want that specific deer to get killed. A lot of hunters will hopefully follow the fucking, like code of ethics or whatever, but if you're going to do it anyway because you realize, oh, well, that's somebody's pet, that means it's going to come up to me, I can shoot it, you are an absolute piece of shit and I hate you.
Well, and I just, again, like, my thing is, I don't, as a person who has learned these things, and I hope you guys educate yourselves and learn how to be a better human on this earth so that you can be better to the animals than we have been in the past. But I'm just answering your question, like, not me as a child, because me as a child did pet wild animals and did do things that weren't good for the animal populations around me. And I now know that. And so I wouldn't, as an adult, put an animal in a situation where it could be in a bad situation. I'm not saying it wasn't a magical situation. I'm not saying it wasn't, like, a good experience for you to have. What I'm saying is I'm answering the question you asked me, which is, would I do that? And that's me now.
Okay.
And so I'm just saying, like, it's not good. Like, even if you're not feeding a wild animal so that you can later hunt it, if you feed a wild animal in the same place over and over, hunters will see that. And so now they're going to...
They better not if it's not their motherfucking land. That's illegal as shit.
Well, I've had people that are like, oh, after Halloween, you can take your pumpkins to this little, like, area in the forest, and deer love pumpkins. Well, that's great, but then that puts them in a situation where they're going to regularly gather in this area, and then hunters are going to hunt them because they are going to see that they're regularly in this area. And it's all just like, it's all about letting the wild be wild and what we have already domesticated, keeping it as is. And that is actually perfect to bring it back to the Men in Black, because that's exactly what the Men in Black are doing. They are keeping us in line how the powers that be, whoever they are, want us to be. That's my view on it anyway, just to bring it all back around.
I agree, and I'm curious on everybody else's, I don't know if I should even say theory. What is everybody else's thoughts on the Men in Black?
Yeah, like, how did you learn about Men in Black? What was your first introduction? Was it Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith? Or was it, like, the darker side of Men in Black lore? Because, like, I love the Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith Men in Black movie, mm-hmm. but, you know, as much as that's a fun movie, it doesn't have, like, the Men in Black vibe, you know, because, like, Men in Black are so dark and mysterious, mm-hmm. and it, like, the movie Men in Black takes all the mystery out of it because you get to see the other side, which is fun, but I do enjoy the mysterious vibe that goes along with, like, a Men in Black encounter. Like, what are your thoughts about that? Like, do you enjoy the mysteriousness of the Men in Black, or does it just make you want to know?
It makes me want to know. I like the creepiness of it, though, I guess.
I do.
Eerie feeling. Right. It's like a scary type movie vibe.
Well, right, because, like, I mean... Did you read about any Men in Black encounters? Like, was it mostly at home settings, like with black-eyed children?
No, from what I read, a lot of it was, like, people seeing UFOs and telling their friends about it, and then the Men in Black showing up.
Did you read about them in black vans, or no?
No.
Like, I started
nothing
seeing...
specific about them being in cars
that I read. I saw a couple that specified black vans, which is why when you brought up the S, I was like,
I could see it.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know, like, wonder. I always heard about them as coming up after UFO things or Black Eyed Children things, but almost always like coming to your door, like pretending like they're FBI or something like that, but not having the FBI badge to back that up. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, what would you do if Men in Black came to your door?
Shit myself. 100%. I'm terrified. Okay. Like, I feel like I've read that. My husband's at work.
Oh my god, I bet there's a
porno. I know, I was thinking. The Men in Black next door. No, I would. Just same if the big ass came to my fucking house, dude.
Oh god, if the big ass came to my house, I think I would like immediately like start my Ring thing recording, put recording on my phone.
They do that too. Like the Men in Black, like they kind of like.
Right? I know. How, like, I never thought about it. When you said that, like the more I think about it, the more I'm like,
hold up. What if they are the Men in Black?
What if they're like the Church of the Men in Black?
I know. What do you think? If you're watching us on YouTube, let us know in the comments and don't forget to like and subscribe.
And hello, Death by DVD.
Melissa.
Victoria.
And Pam.
We appreciate your patronage on patreon.com. If you would like your own spiffy little shout out and help Maddie and I go to places like Area 50. Okay. Area 41? No. Wait, the fuck did... Wait.
Not Area 51. We're not...
Area 51. I was like, 52. 41. Roswell. What the fuck?
Roswell. We can't go to Area 51.
Okay, my bad. That part of New Mexico where all the UFO, because like, fuck the U.S. government. There's all these places over that, in that area of New Mexico where it said like you can easily see UFO sightings. You can easily sight UFOs and go to all those cafes and all those little fucking gift shops and like go talk to the crazy people like Dale Gribble. R.E.P. man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Remember that episode of King of the Hill where they go out there, like, because Joseph is convinced he's an alien? And, Joseph is convinced he's an alien because Dale's like, I came home and your mom was pregnant.
Yes.
And of course, like, even though he looks just like
Joseph. And then they're like, he used my sperm to impregnate your mom. And then, like, comes up with the stupid excuse why it makes sense.
But, like, he's going through the, isn't he going through New Mexico and talking to, like, these crazy people out in the desert? You guys can help us do that if you become our patrons on patreon.com/witchestalkingtarot. But in the meantime, you can find us on the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube.
At Witches Talking Tarot. And we're on the X at Classiest Witches.
So thanks for coming to sit with us for a spell. Bye.